Well, hello people. Solo Man here. Oh, I know this isn't a weekend, but I'm off work, not too well. And I'm drinking Peroni as well. I'm not supposed to. But here's a news item, and maybe I'd like you to play detective. And it's a kind of a tragic story. This happened in Thailand, in the northeast. Which is, I've been there, it's a kind of a poor area, mostly farmers. But lots of people just think about Pattaya or Bangkok. That's only a small piece. Those places do not reflect the Thai people. The real Thai people are respectful. They're good people. And they have good traditions. I know because I stayed in some of the villages up there. They don't have a lot, I mean material things up there. But they have a good family life. So this is a picture of a Thai wedding. They're usually very colourful and have a great deal of tradition. They don't wear wedding dresses or suits. They wear their traditional dress. But unfortunately, this wedding went completely wrong. And at the end of it, five people were dead. There seemed to be an altercation between the groom and his wife. The groom went away for a few seconds and came back with a gun. Now in the news item, which I'll put a link down below, they keep on saying that he was so intoxicated. Well, I've been to a Thai wedding myself. They're all intoxicated. But they're just pushing the narrative how he's a bad man. He's lost his leg a few years ago, but he became a Paralympic and won in swimming in Indonesia. He was 29 years old and she was 44, which even in Thai standards is a bit odd because of the age difference. Usually in Thailand, it's the other way around. But the altercation between him and his wife was that his wife had insecurities about his disability. I would think it's kind of late to think about that. You should have thought about that before. Not a very good thing to mention on your wedding day. And besides, they've known each other for 3 years. So she already knew his disability. Unfortunately, the groom shot his wife, her mother, her sister, and another guest with a kind of a stray bullet. And then he put the gun in his mouth and shot himself. I mean, everybody gets drunk at a wedding. Christ, I was drunk at mine. That's the only way I could get through it. But it doesn't make you go and shoot that many people, and then yourself. Nah, it had to be something really serious. You guys got any ideas what it might have been? Will you just let me know? And I believe it's something that his wife might have said. But we'll probably never know. But we can speculate, guys. Now you take it easy now.